What's up? What's happening? You're not tuned in to Real Thinkers Podcast. I'm your host, KP Trill. You can follow me on Twitter at KP underscore Trill. You can follow the show page at Real Thinkers POD. What's going on, Day?
Man, what's up with it? Happy New Year, everybody, man. Y'all can follow me on Twitter. It just called me Day.
I want to say happy new bow, 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 bow. Picked his ass up, took his mask off. And then bow, 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 shot his ass again.
Yeah, it's about three niggas, man. That's what happened, man. Man, my New Year was wild. Nigga woke up about 11:30. Know what I'm saying? I heard something going on in the den and shit. Like some shit going on, motherfucker moving around. I get up out the bed, you know what I'm saying? Grab the motherfucking strap off the dresser. I go in there, I see three niggas in masks just putting shit in bags. Like Christmas bags and shit. Like they down there going Christmas shopping.
Yeah.
I just bust at the nigga. Just bow, bow, bow. Hit two of them. Nigga screaming and shit, hollering. Man, baby mama crying and shit. Know what I'm saying? One nigga tried to run, shot him in the air. Bow, bow. Got him. He yelp like a bitch. Like, like that. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, shit, I remember nights. That I don't remember nights. I damn near went crazy. Had to get it right. You know what I'm saying? Niggas thought I was straight, but they better think twice.
Man.
So, you know, when I seen the nigga coming, approaching me, you know what I'm saying, in the Walmart parking lot. You know what I'm saying? He said, hey, do you want to buy some cologne? I pulled my gun out, put it in his face. And I said, nigga, I don't want none of that curve that you got. You know what I'm saying? This ain't high school no more. He said he sprayed it, so I shot him. You know what I'm saying? Then another nigga ran up and he had a mask on. You know what I'm saying? Cause he was like, why you niggas out here shining and you see we po, right? So I shot him. He fell. I took the mask up off him. You know what I'm saying? I knew who it was right then and there.
Shot him again.
When I shot him and he hit the ground, I took the mask off. The bullet came back in my gun.
Shit.
It was like a boomerang bullet that I had got that you only get from Bass Pro, and it's very expensive. So y'all go get y'all some of them giants.
That's but, exclusive shit. You gotta have a black card.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. You walking around. I need the guns that come out of people and come back in, looking at your head like, what is that? This Soulja Boy told me come get that. Nah, but for real, I seen somebody tell Soulja Boy, cause you know his real name is Andre.
Yeah.
So they told him he changed his name to Draco. He running. He about to run with this shit now. Big Draco.
Bro, I don't know why this man. Who?
Big Soldier. Big Draco.
Nah, when I'm listening to the story the whole time, I'm like, this nigga is lying his ass off.
Right.
But, dog, the people with the best stories, like, are the best liars.
Yeah. That's probably why people, I always think I'd be serious about shit. Like, man. Bro, just don't know. But nah, the man did the interview. Like, he put it in his documentary that was in movie theaters.
Yeah.
And the guy he actually shot comes out, which was the manager for one of the groups he had from the song Whoop Rico. They were signed to SODMG. And he said he ended up putting a verse on one of their songs, and they didn't know anything about it. So the manager went to go speak with him. You know what I'm saying? So he's like, wasn't no mask involved, wasn't no nothing. So he said the conversation escalated with Soulja Boy being disrespectful. So he smacked him. He said when he smacked him, he pulled his pistol out. Now, a lot of people like, a nigga pull a pistol out on you, ain't no way in hell you smack him again. I'm going to tell you why it's possible. Soulja Boy pulls a gun out on you around the crank that area. You not taking that nigga serious.
Nah.
So I can see why he smacked him again. Cause, like, nigga, you got a pistol? Whoa! He ain't say he proceeded to let go of 16 rounds, hitting him five times. One in the arm, one in the hip, one in the thigh, two in the ass. Which let me know he was trying to run and get up out of there. When you get shot in the ass, that mean you were running.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's pretty much how it go. But he said when he came out and fell on the ground, he saying the Hummer they saw, Salisbury used to have a black Hummer. He said he's saying the Hummer leaving the garage, leaving the whole house. But Salisbury gives us this story where it's three dudes come in the house.
Like he Rambo or something damn bad.
Everybody said his nigga came up the stairs. He opened the studio door and started shooting again. And he said it was his homeboy. First off, you shooting and your homeboy still running at you, bro, to ask you to give you the pistol? Like, come on. Nah. And so they said Jabbar was in the house. They said, what's the little dude name? What's the other one?
Shit, I don't know.
A-Rab.
Oh, A-Rab.
Say A-Rab was in the house. But I'm tripping. I'm going to say A-Rab said, I hear some fans keep riding past. They said some fans. Now, I give him that because around that time, his career was at his peak. You know what I'm saying? So his stardom was up there. So I can't deny motherfuckers weren't trying to follow Soulsville around because he was popular at that time.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Yeah, to give us this whole story like he just the Terminator or something.
Yeah. Like,
right,
so like he just popped the nigga, killed the nigga and shit.
The best part, probably like the sound of his jewelry, like this shit was sounding like some like canned goods or bruh, some shit.
That shit. Clunk, 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 clunk. What had me dying laughing when he said the nigga fell on the floor. The nigga fell on the floor. And I pushed him down, Shane. That's how he was frailing his arms right there at that moment, and he caught his glasses from falling off his face. And I was like, that might have said, I pulled the mask off. I knew he would. He said, so you think it's an inside job? Then that face he made right there was like, that wasn't a part of his lives. I have to tell you. So I was just act like I don't understand. That's what most motherfuckers lie, and it's like, that shit don't go with what I'm lying about. They just be like, huh? Huh? It's like.
They need that buffer time to come over. With another laugh for it.
And he said, I knew who he was. I knew who he was.
Man pulled the mask off like he was on Scooby Doo.
Bro, that shit was hilarious, fool. I knew who he was. Then he said, is he dead? I don't want to talk about that.
But did he have like a case back then? Like,
now he caught a trespassing charge one time, and then he caught a pistol charge. I think he was riding somewhere and caught a pistol charge. That's why he on probation.
Okay, because I was thinking like he was like supposedly involved in something, like in the shooting or something, but he ain't really had nothing to do with it. So that's why he trying to like stretch this shit like till a.
Well, I don't know. Around that time, it kind of sketchy because blogs weren't as big then.
Yeah.
You know, the blogs get out and get the truth. You know what I'm saying? They have truth about whatever your situation is. And they make up some lies too, but for the most part, it's always somebody willing to tell the blogs what's really going on, like from police officers to witnesses, you know, whatever. But he stayed in a nice neighborhood, which I don't doubt, you know what I'm saying? Like, he does somewhat live an extravagant life besides his jury being fake. Like, yeah. I've been saying this shit for long. It's like, I wonder, does anybody else look at this nigga jury and be like, this shit looks awful?
Man, it's a bunch of, like, we can get in a jury, fake jury and rappers. That's a whole.
See, we can talk about that.
Man, because it's a lot of rappers out here.
Who would be some rappers that you think they jury fake as hell?
Man. I'm trying to think who the hell actually were jury.
Man, it's a lot of motherfuckers. I know. I feel like it's certain. I go by, because I follow on Instagram, I follow a lot of the actual jewelers.
Yeah.
So, Future's jeweler is the same jeweler for Young Thug, same jeweler for a couple of NBA players. And I think he does He did Lito's, Grand Hard Chain.
Yeah.
It's a couple other people. Migos, he does Migos jewelry now. So when you look at their stuff, it's like the quality is there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And a lot of these other artists, I'm just looking like, no. Like, but Soulja Boy most definitely is at the top for having some of the ugliest jewelry. Lil Flip used to have some cool pieces. Like he had the Tracy McGrady Houston Rockets chain.
Yeah. Man. See, that's, I guess, because I ain't really get into the jewelry part of the rappers.
Like, I was fascinated by that shit.
Yeah, I was more so like the cars or like the clothes and shit. Like the jewelry, because I don't wear too much jewelry. I don't never really wear jewelry, so this shit don't really excite me. But like, nigga be fresh as hell or got like a nice car, I'd be like, okay, yeah.
Yeah, I really can't think of nobody else that I feel like they jewelry is fake.
Kia Shine.
Okay. Okay. For people who are not familiar with Memphis, if you think Kia Shine is like this well-respected rapper in Memphis, you got another thing coming, because that is not the fucking case.
Nah. Ain't nobody
run up to Kia Shine and ask for an autograph or taking a picture.
Nah.
Like, dude could be at the mall, and motherfucker might say, man, they're going to do you saying Crispy, and that's probably about it.
That's about it. And I don't even think Crispy was his best song.
It wasn't. He was a great producer. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, he gave us the guy that, like, this probably got his best work behind I Am, because I like I Am.
Okay.
I ain't really like I Am.
I liked the song he did with J. Cole on there, but other than that,
I'm saying I like that album as a body of work. I would put that before Life as far as a good solid album, and I put Life second, and then everything after that is just like, why?
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Because that, I think that's the thing that frustrated me with Yo Gotti, because it's like he got the potential to put out classic, but it's just like, if I could put all his best songs out, take all the best songs off the album, he'll have probably like two classic albums.
If you took songs from album,
if I took all his best songs off all his work, like he'll have two classic albums.
But see, we can only go on like the mainstream albums, people are familiar with, because I can't tell people about From the Dope Gang to Rap Gang, because they can't go stream it, or you know what I'm saying. I can't tell people about Self-Explanatory because they can't stream it. Yeah. I wish you could do that so people can kind of go back and listen to some of his early work, but I don't think he really cared to do that neither. Like, to let people hear it. I think he focused more on, you know, the growth in his sound or whatever. Yeah. Like, CM9, man, that shit was a disappointment.
Yeah, I think, man, he should just really just invest more into the younger kids. Like, because with Moneybagg, yo, dude actually...
He got star potential.
Yeah, like, dude actually got some shit going. And, like, I don't want to see it, like, go to waste.
Yeah.
Because there's been other rappers that he signed that had to, like Zay Zilla could have been decent, but he fell out to the wayside.
I don't know if that's more of Zay's fault or God.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It could have been his fault, but I'm saying it's like, I think as a manager, kind of like a big brother role, or a mentor role, you kind of got to get your artist or put them in a position to do.
I think he had the opportunity. He just didn't seize the day. Like Snooty, now what's more questionable is Snooty Wild, because Snooty Wild, to me, could have had the success of Fetty Wap, Post Malone type success.
Yeah,
and I don't. He got those two top 10 Hot 100 songs, and I think that was it.
Yeah,
you know, like nothing came behind it. He got messed up on drugs though.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. Like, you can attribute some of this shit to the artists themselves. Cause like, if you get a hit and it go top 10, like that gotta motivate you to want to put out more shit and like stay in people's ear and stay relevant and stay around. Like, but then I understand it, cause it's like, man, you got some big shoes to fill. Like as far as following up behind the top 10 song and you put out some more shit and people don't receive it as well.
Yeah.
Then you got to deal with the all shit he falling off.
Hit one, something like that. But, so, I think with with that situation with Moneybagg and Gotti, I think Moneybagg just has to keep doing what he's been doing.
Pretty much.
And you know what I'm saying? And at the same time, he just incorporates the CMG brand versus changing too much. Because with Gotti over the years, it's like we want to see him have that success. And now he's getting it. The sound.
Yeah, but it's just not the same.
It ain't the same. It's changed. It's, you can tell it's more mainstream. And then, like, the songs that he had success with are more gimmicky songs. Like, Act Right. Yeah. That was his first goal.
The song with Meek Mill.
Nah, it was with YG.
Nah, he had another song, the Fuck You song.
But that didn't that never touched radio.
For real?
Yeah, that's just like a club tour classic. It's on the album, but it never touched radio.
Okay, I don't listen to the radio, so I don't really know that.
So, but Act Right was his first gold song that he had.
Yeah.
Gimmicky song, you know what I'm saying?
Five Star Chick.
Well, Five Star Chick was independent success.
Okay, yeah. This is the thing. Like, I don't be knowing like when what song he dropped was independent or what song.
Five Star Chick was more independent success. He was partnered with SRC, but they damn near were working out of a van. You know what I'm saying? So, and then I think they went under too. I don't think they exist anymore. So. That was more of him working his move, you know, doing his thing.
Yeah.
But then you leave that and you go to Act Right. And like I say, it's gimmicky. And then you go from Act Right to Down in the DM, which is super gimmicky.
Yeah.
You know, and now you got the Blah 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 song. I don't know if you heard
it. Never
heard. It's on CM9. It's blah. All I hear is blah, 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 blah. It really sounds like Black Youngster wrote this song.
Yeah, I'm straight. I don't want to hear it. Like, cause the only, like, Rich Homie had his Blah Blah song bumping his head.
I thought the song that he had with Rich Homie was gonna do well, will be received well by the public. And I don't think the label chose to push that song as a single.
Yeah, and that's why, if like with Moneybagg, I was kind of skeptical, cause it's like when you sign the people, that means you have more people you have to like go through to get shit out.
Yeah.
And like being independent is like you do what you want. And that's what I want for artists. Like I like seeing artists not have to go through all these middlemen to get music out to the fans. Cause like, dog, if you got good music, I don't give a fuck like what, you know what I'm saying? None of the other shit.
But, yeah, it's a lot of politics behind it.
Yeah,
you know?
That's what I don't like about this shit. I don't like the politics and having to put out what's gonna make the label money instead of like just putting out the music you want to put out.
See, with Moneybagg, the thing was he wasn't able to hit Honcho with his situation anyway. So I don't know if the person that was behind it just they weren't reaping the benefits they thought they would, or maybe they wanted to put him in a better position to make more money and they still benefit off of it. It could be that. But I don't think he was entirely in control of how that situation was going to go anyway.
Okay, I could see that happening. Because, like, dude, young. Like, I don't think he really... Like, he can't... Like, I literally didn't really hear much about him.
I'm thinking he may be in between 23 and 26. Somewhere up in there.
Yeah. Like, because I didn't know who he was or hear from him until probably, like, early 2016.
Yeah, it took a minute. I started seeing a lot of people from the town on the timeline, you know, saying something about him. I seen Hitman Holler mention him when he came to Memphis with Wildin' Out. I'm like, damn, okay, maybe I need to go check out who this dude is. And I instantly heard I want out with you, out with you, out with you, that joint.
Okay.
Then I heard the little baby. I'm just trying to get it, little baby. That time, I'm like, damn, I fuck with this. You know what I'm saying? Like, it made sense. So, do you have any other artists in Memphis that you think about the pop?
About the pop?
Yeah.
Don Tripp album had put out a great album.
Two Clip Trip.
Like, that man was snapping. Like, he always spazzed. Like, he got balls, but, like, this is not like he felt like he had, like, a lot of shit on his chest.
Yeah. It sounded like he put together a great body of music because he had a point, because he don't have that solo project.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That you could say, I go listen to that, the whole thing, all the time. Or even the just, it don't even have to be the whole album. But long as you can say, I listen to, let's say if it's 10 tracks on there, you can say, I listen to 6 out of 10.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He didn't have that project like that. Like, mostly everything that he had was tied to Lito.
That yeah.
You pretty much really care about. Like, you weren't unless you a diehard Don Tripp fan. You know what I'm saying? Because I know I wasn't just blatantly, like, going to listen to old Tripp mixtapes. That's just me. And I can say the casual fan who like Step Brothers weren't going to listen to Tripp more than they was listening to Lito.
Yeah.
So, but I will say this. I got two rappers who I feel like have the potential to be the next artist out of the South, period. Tripp Star. I don't know where dude from. I know he from Memphis. I don't know what side of Memphis he from. But Tripp Star, he works with the same producer Moneybagg was working with, the YS Tracks.
Yeah.
Dude. And then Niff Monroe is my partner. Like, I know bro been putting in, like, real work. You know what I'm saying? Perfecting his craft, making sure the music is there. And it's pretty much just getting the people to listen. You know what I'm saying? Like, just all they gotta do is just go and listen. But the new project that Niv is working on and he's getting ready to put out, I feel like it's gonna be his best work. The most work he probably has put in. It's the best songs that, cause he records a lot. A lot. So it's probably gonna be some of the best stuff he did.
Like, I know my dog Campbell, he got a song, he doing his mixtape with Ace Boogie.
Yeah.
Kobe LeBron. I heard one song off that joint. I like it, but it ain't the single. Like, that when I first heard it, it's like, it's not the song that I would put out first.
Yeah.
But it's a nice song. It's good. And I think, like, with the album, whenever the mixtape album come out, it'll go well on there. But I don't think it should have been the first song out. And, like, I worked with bruh on, like,
previous projects.
Yeah, on previous projects. I want to, I'm trying to remember the repass. That was the one, like, I worked closely with him as far as, like, picking songs and shit and, like, the sequencing and all that and Against All Odds. Them were two projects, like, me and him, like, worked close together on.
Yeah.
And I feel like they were pretty good. Like, they got received well by the fans and shit. But, like, the thing with Campbell, I think I always tell him is, like, bro, you gotta, like, I think his thing is, like, if he worked with Jit a lot as far as production,
it'll be better.
It'll be, like, solid. Like, he wouldn't even have to put out as many songs as he would have to. Like, he can just put out just projects with him and Jit, just, like, 6 songs, and all this shit will be bumping. Because earlier in his career, that's who we worked with.
But I think a lot of artists don't get that. Like, look at most of the artists that pop.
Yeah.
They instantly jump off with a certain producer where they get that good chemistry.
Yeah, and they had that sound.
I don't know if artists... If it's the artists or the producers or both who don't get that. Like, if you produce, find you a artist that you can push and work with. And sometimes artists go get behind. I mean, producers go get behind the wrong artists who feel like they got something moving, but the shit don't sound good. You know what I'm saying? So I can't say Cannibal and Jet work good together. Their chemistry is there.
Yeah.
And they should work that. I don't know why they ain't working.
I mean, I'll do what I can to put that together because I've been putting it in his ear, but like he in L.A., Campbell in L.A. right now, and GB out of town, but I'm trying to put that together, like, because I know them niggas got, like, they niggas can rap and Jit makes some fast beats.
Yeah.
So it's like I'm trying to, like, piece that shit together in the future, man, to get something going because I know this shit going to be hard.
Right. So, yeah, I feel like if you like listening to new artists, new rappers, that should be something that you should go listen to. All right, so it is New Year's Day, and we are recording this on January 1st, 2017, first podcast of the year. Tank's out of town. Slim is in jail.
Jay is on injured reserve.
Yeah, Jay is on injured reserve. Slim is not really in jail. This is a joke. But New Year's resolution. You got any?
The only thing I want to do, I want to read more, travel more, like start volunteering my time more.
Man.
Like just do more positive shit, like as far as getting out and actually meeting with people. Because like I tweet all the time and like people receive it well. Like I had actually gotten quite a few DMs last year about people that was like, man, I appreciate you, you know what I'm saying, putting me on this or telling me about it because I ain't know shit about it. Or like, you know what I'm saying, people saying, man, you should like speak more like to people and volunteer more time with the kids. And it was like my job was in the way of it, you know what I'm saying, because I wasn't getting no sleep at home. The only time I was up was when I was at work. So I was like, damn, I really should like get out more with the youth in the city, especially, you know what I'm saying, because things be going south a lot as far as like the crime rates and all that. And I want to kind of get their minds trained to where they can see that it's alternatives, you know what I'm saying, other ways out of this shit, yeah. Other ways of handling situations instead of using like going straight to the gun, you know what I'm saying? There's other ways you can do shit. But as far as resolutions for myself, man, shit, goals that I want to accomplish. First thing I want to do is get a house. Second thing, I left my job, so I'm probably gonna be getting started into a different career, like as far as music and then real estate, real estate and then music. It's gonna be one or the other first, but I'm leaning more so towards music because like that's the shit I love doing. I've been doing it since I was about like 18, 17, something like that.
Yeah.
But other than that, like them just other two goals, the only two goals I got that I want to accomplish.
Man, financial progression is one for me. Being more optimistic, especially when I speak, because I usually say a lot of bad things about myself.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Versus saying positive shit. I'm gonna be more spontaneous. You know what I'm saying? As far as like just jumping up in the moment, going and doing shit. Because I usually plan a lot of shit. It's like hard for me to. It's been hard for me to do things that I haven't already planned out. So if it's like, and if it wasn't in my plans, I wouldn't do it. It's pretty much how it would.
Yeah.
And if my plans didn't go how I thought they would, abort mission type thing. Like,
yeah.
So this is pretty much working on that, making sure I do a better job of that shit. I started school in March.
Ah, shit, it was up, man.
Move in March. My birthday in March. So it's like, that money going to be packed up with a lot of stuff. So just moving forward, doing better.
Yeah, man, shit. That's, if anybody out there listening, man, y'all put on the hashtags, y'all, what y'all want to accomplish in 2017, yeah. Goals y'all want to set, things y'all working towards. Because a lot of people got their wins in 2016. I know
that's
a lot.
That's another thing. It's a real huge favor for y'all to do for us, man, is tweet the show. You know what I'm saying? Tweet the hashtag when you're listening to the show. Let us know what your thoughts are. It's like no right or wrong opinions. You know what I'm saying?
We just want all the feedback we can get.
Yeah.
You know
what I'm saying? That helps us in a major way. We've been doing this show since 2012.
Yeah, it'll be 5 years in August.
Yeah, so we need y'all to really come out, you know what I'm saying, and start helping us, especially expand and grow, you know what I'm saying? It comes with ideas, topic ideas, formats for the show that you probably think could make it better. Like, I'm open to all that.
Yeah.
It's like everything about this is a learning process, you know what I'm saying? And what better way to learn than with the people who listen to the show?
Yeah, give the people what they want.
Yeah, most definitely. Supply and demand. That's what we're trying to do. So, I think that's another thing I got to work on. Being more, I think a lot of people want to come to me about the show and talk about the show, but I think they feel like they can't.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because previously I've been known to not be that friendly, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm working on it. You know what I'm saying? I know, like, I have to be able to talk to people. But that don't mean if you come to me, I'm just going to flat foot cuss you out or some shit. I'm like, fuck you. What are you talking about?
Oh, yeah.
Because it has been people have come to me about the show.
Yeah, it's a lot of people that asked me instead of asked you about things about the show because they felt like you was like an asshole or something. And I'm like, bro. I like that man. He didn't really like that. And I kind of get why they would get there because, like, how we talk on Twitter and things we say and, like, how we, like, the conversation we have. Like, people really thought I was, like, legit crazy for a while.
Man, shit. I still get this shit.
Yeah, and it's, like, it's hard to shake that. But, like, when people actually come to the cookouts and they see how we, you know what I'm saying, how we kick it, or they come to the live show or, like, somebody else throw, like, a little house party or something and I show up and then, like, we just kick it and shit. They like, damn, these folks really just some cool folks. Like, they ain't really on this shit. They ain't really with the shit like that. But, I mean, we can be, if you know what I'm saying, if need be. But we just saying, like, dog, if anything y'all want to suggest to us, you can. It's an open door. It's like, we're not going to shut you out and, like, not listen to you. Because we need that feedback in order to make the show better.
Yeah, man. It's crazy, you know, like, what people think of you, you know what I'm saying, without knowing you, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Like I say, a lot of people put their asshole jacket on me, and I'm most definitely not an asshole. Like, I'm not a self-proclaimed asshole. I don't like when people call me an asshole because I feel
might
like...
eat asshole, but then...
But, yeah, so it's not like that. And that's another thing. Had a conversation with a young lady. And she says that she don't like for a guy to suck her toes. She don't like for a guy to eat her ass. She don't want a dude to stop her during oral sex and kiss her. She don't. What else did she
got do? A lot of growing up to do.
That's what I told her. I said, man, you got to. She don't want a dude put a thumb in her butt. She don't want no asshole play.
Wow. I was going to say, this sounds like somebody that I used to talk to. Shit. I don't fuck with prudes like that.
I doubt you know this chick, but that was the conversation. You know what I'm saying? She's like, I'm not with it. I don't want any of that being done. And it's just like, wow, like, you got a lot of growing up to do. But it ain't like she's too far off.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, college graduate. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I'm like, damn, that's crazy. You know, for you to be like, you don't want any of that. You know what I'm saying?
I think some people just need the right person to bring this shit out.
She said if she had a threesome that basically the girl just is there to get fucked by the dude. I was like, so you not even going to interact with the bitch?
That's the thing. Like, when women in threesomes, they women are more selfish than a lot of dudes are. And they don't really realize it. And they say they're not, but they really are. Because, like, in a threesome, it's like they don't want to partake either way. Or they always looking for, is he going to fuck her better than me?
Yeah.
Or is he going to do more for her than me? And to be like, why are you worried about this? Like, yeah, have just, fun.
Yeah, just go have fun, dude. And first off, this is his first time fucking this bitch, right?
Yeah,
he might go a little more. Cause
that's usually how dudes do the first time. Yeah. Like, you gotta show and prove, like, hey.
Yeah.
But I think they more worried about the emotional attachment or some shit, like, this nigga might fall in love with her. Like,
well, if you got those thoughts already, then you probably shouldn't even be doing it.
Yeah, you shouldn't be doing anything.
You're not ready for it. You know what I'm saying? Cause them thoughts just gonna manifest after. You know what I'm saying? So... you might well not even do it, but just having that conversation with her, I was just like, damn, it's so many women out here with so many sexual restrictions, and that's a key reason why, quote unquote, a lot of married men and a lot of men in relationships end up stepping outside.
Yeah.
You know, not all, right? Now, I'm not saying all. Not,
but it's like a key reason. It's
and
like
I'm not justifying it, but I'm just giving you the inside scoop on why. You know, like, married men feel like they can't. You got some guys, not even just married men, you have some guys who feel like they don't want to do that with the person that they love because they respect them.
Yeah.
But they might have sexual desires that they want, but they don't want to do it with her. You know what I'm saying? Because yeah. they feel like it wouldn't be right or wouldn't feel right. And it's crazy. You know what I'm saying?
And like, I get where they come from, because it's like the woman that most dudes, like the one that they usually fall for, usually don't have those traits. Like, they're really sexually reserved. They, like the women that they meet or date are like sort of quote unquote church girls. You know what I'm saying? They're like, they don't really do much sexually, but they're good women, but they don't do much sexually. And like the women that do a lot sexually are, you know what I'm saying? They get called hoes or easy to get around. You know what I'm saying? They get around with multiple dudes, and a lot of dudes don't necessarily fall for those women or get in relationships with them or try to pursue long-term shit like that. So it's like being with a woman who's a good girl as opposed to saying or getting with a hoe and just being like, I know I can do this with her because I know she down for it. But like with my good girl, I love her, but man, I don't know if she really going to be down with this. Yeah. And if I ask her, she might, you know what I'm saying?
Think something of me. Yeah, she might think judge something me. Yeah, man, look. I talk about skiing on chicks' faces, right? A lot of chicks look at that ass. It's disgusting. Like, dudes only want to do that so they can hold over your head. First off, if you think I only want to do that because of that reason, that lets me know that you think I'm a fuck boy. And if you feel like I'm that, we shouldn't even be fucking around. Yeah. You feel me? Because that's not the reason why I want to do that. It's sex. It's a great... I see it in pornos. I want to feel like I'm fucking you in a porn sometimes. Okay? Yeah. That's what I want to do. You know what I'm saying? If we can't do that because you got fuckboy suspect of me written somewhere in your mind, we don't need to be doing it, you know? So, like, ladies, just, like, real shit, just ask a lot of different questions. Like, when you hear this, I need a female to do it. Ask, man, would you want to do this, insert any sexual thing with your wife, right? Or would you do it with a girl that you just a random chick? And I bet you're going to get a lot of, wouldn't do it with my wife, would do it with a random chick.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because dudes don't like you said, they don't want to be judged. They don't want to run her off by thinking they're going to scare her or something like that. Man, that's a lot of people, like, you'd be surprised. Like, people who are in the dominatrix type shit.
Oh, yeah, sub BDSM and all that shit. Like,
and they won't tell they love her.
Yeah, and they want to do it so bad, but they can't. And like with me, that's why. And I understand. Like, I don't want to be that guy that talks about sex all the time to women, because I know it's more to this shit. But I like to get that out the way, because I need to know how comfortable you are with sex. Because like, that's the number one thing. Like, if we both comfortable with each other, the sex gonna be great. Yeah. Period. Like, it's not gonna be bad. It may not be as good, you know what I'm saying, like mind blowing or shit like that. But it's gonna be some good sex if we comfortable with each other. If we comfortable with doing shit with each other. So like, sometimes, like early when we talking, I'll ask things to see like how you feel about it, or like how far you will go, or like how do you feel about the shit, just to get a gauge or meet up.
Okay. Seeing where she at.
Yeah, so I don't, you know what I'm saying, do too much if we do have sex. Like, I don't want to just pop up with some random shit and then you stop the whole act and then I'm left with a hard dick and like, damn, like, bitch, come on. Like, but I just like to get that conversation out of the way early. And I know a lot of women, like, they don't like hearing about sex early when you talking to dudes or meeting somebody new. But it's just like with me, I don't think sex is major or as big of a deal as a lot of people think it is. Like, I just think it's just natural, and it should be talked about. You know what I'm saying? Like, it should be an open dialogue between you and whoever you have sex with.
But see, that's the thing. Like, I talk to a lot of ladies who say they feel like they shouldn't have to tell a guy what they like. And to me, that's like the craziest shit ever.
Yeah, because how are we supposed to know?
Yeah. It's like, some guys just know. Well, bitch, that sounds like a unicorn. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying. It's like, some dudes,
Every woman don't like the same thing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't like certain shit dudes like.
So yeah, exactly.
How you gonna do the same
shit? I feel like that really should be a conversation that should be had.
Yeah, it's, and like, man, and I'm very open and honest about, like, about talking about sex. And I know that turns a lot of women off because they think that that's all that I want from them. But that's not the case. The only thing I joke about it a lot and it's funny to me. And that's why I like talking about it, because I want people to get comfortable.
We're
having these conversations, because it's a lot of people who don't have these conversations and shit. And they getting terrible sex from people. And they scared to have a conversation with them about, or be honest with their partner. You know what I'm saying? About shit like that. And even, it's like a health thing. Like, you know what I'm saying? You can have health issues. Like, you can fucking, like, dog, if you not going to the doctor, then you don't need to be going raw, period.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I tell people, go raw responsibly. The responsibly part is the biggest part of that sentence. Like, go to the doctor, get checked up, make sure you know your status and all this shit, because I had AIDS back in 07. It's not a great feeling. Thought I was going to die. I had to drink so much orange juice, so much chicken noodle soup to get that out of me.
This nigga here,
a lot of rest. So look, I'm just telling y'all, y'all got to be safe. Like, diseases are real. You can get them.
So I feel like that's a conversation it should be had between lovers, man, or potential lovers. Like, you gotta know what you're getting yourself into.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You in a relationship 2 years down the line and he wanna give you a golden shell. And now you like, how did we get here?
Yeah.
And he like, I've been like doing it ever since I seen the R. Kelly tape.
Nah, see, that's the thing. You have to, man, like, finding somebody that actually can have these conversations with you is very, very, like, one of the best things. Because that's what, I guess that's what I'm figuring out later on down in life. Because if I would have knew this earlier, I would have been straight. But, like, being able to have open and honest dialogue with whoever you deal with is very, very, is like,
about
very
anything,
key.
Really.
Yeah.
Not even just sex.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Is just there.
Yeah, because it leads to so much shit. But, like, the topic of sex, like, to me, is comfortable. And it's like, when I get to talking about it and the person that I'm talking about it with, if they responsive and they, you know what I'm saying, give me feedback. And then I'm like, okay, well, shit, if we can talk about this, then I know we can talk about anything else.
Yeah. My thing is, like, if we're in a getting to know process, right, it's never too early to talk about it. For me, you know, like, if you want to bring it up, cool, we can talk about it. But I'm most definitely not going to say anything to you.
Yeah, I understand.
I know how that game go.
Yeah, I understand, like, with you. Like, with me, it depends. I wouldn't talk about it through text. Like, I maybe, like, send a hint, like, when we out. You know what I'm saying? Like, I compliment women and, like, in a sort of kind of perverted way, but not really. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like,
girl, you so fine, I handcuff you in.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's like, and the chicks, if you listen to this show, if you've been out with me, you know how I've talked to you, and you know how I complimented you. Like, I'm like, you look nice. Like, I just, like, I kissed the fuck out of you right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, your lips look very nice.
Everybody's
but like, you smell good. Like, that's the thing. Like, if you smell good, I'm like, damn, I want to bite you.
And I ain't playing no games.
But yeah, like, dog, no, I'm very open and honest about what I want. Like, I don't know how you could not, you know what I'm saying? How can you not respect it? Because there's a lot of chicks getting deceived and shit. Like, dudes did a lot of you for some shit. Lie to you about what they want from you, and then once they get it, they gone. And now you trying to wonder, you know what I'm saying, why the hell they don't want you no more. Because, I mean, they had to lie to you to get what they wanted.
My one real big thing about me is, on Twitter, I might joke about cheating and all this shit. Bruh, I'm not, if I got me a good woman, I about fucked it up cheating. So you can pretty much tell them jokes. It's just, I'm super single, so I can just say what the fuck I want.
Yeah.
And then a lot of people be like, if you tweet like that, you can't be mad when a girl don't take you serious. But then at the same time, y'all the same people saying Twitter ain't the only place where you can find a lover. So yeah. I'm going to say what the fuck I want to say. And yeah. You know what I'm saying?
And how I look at it is like, if she take my tweets and like think that I'm going to be like that for real.
Yeah.
Then, because I know it's plenty of women out there who can really like vouch for me, like not actually 100%. You know what I'm saying? Being a piece of shit. You know what I'm saying? Like that. And I don't even be a piece of shit on Twitter.
I think mine probably a piece of shit tweets.
Yeah, see, I don't even really be like that. I'm all for, like, us doing fun shit and, you know what I'm saying, the positive and growth and having good sex and getting our wins. I'm all for that. But it's, I don't know. I guess maybe it's because I'm looked at as, like, too friendly or maybe, like, too open or... But, dog, if I'm single, I can do what the fuck I want.
Yeah.
Like you said, like, dog. And if whoever I'm with, like, whoever is has an eye on me wants me to stop, then they better come fucking...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Man, look, it's 2017, too. You know what I'm saying? Shoot your fucking shot. Whether it's with somebody that you like at work, somebody that you go to the gas station and see all the time, a server, a host, hostess at a restaurant.
An old flame.
Yeah, old flame. If it's somebody on social media, hop in their fucking Facebook messages. You know what I'm saying? Send them a poke on Facebook. Go back and drop a hint on the old picture on Instagram. Yeah, take it back to the old days. You know, when you just go back and drop a comment on the old picture.
Yeah, button. Or leave them, like, write them a note. You know what I'm saying? Like, some shit like that. Like, or if, like, with me, I like nudes. Like, if you're on Snapchat, if you really feeling me, you can send me a picture of them titties.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Or, like, it don't even got to be the bare exposed titty. Like, if you just in your bra or whatever. Or a selfie. Like, I like selfies.
That's a good way to open up a fucking conversation. If a chick on social media, you want to talk, send a selfie, a random selfie, into the DM. Not one that you posted on social media. Send it into the DM, right? The response you get, if a nigga can't pick up on that, then you shouldn't even just like him like that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, once you send the selfie, I know what time it is. I got some type of chance with this.
Yeah. Or if you don't want to send the selfie, like, you can send the full body pictures in the mirror. I like them a lot. I love them, actually. The selfie sticks, just when you laying in the bed, I fucks with them. Shit. I mean, really, you can send me down there anything. I respond. Shit, I don't give a fuck. I'm lonely. Bitch, help.
Man.
Bitch, I'm lonely. Come love me. What the fuck?
Exactly, man. And it's crazy to me, you know what I'm saying? Like, how much women feel like they'll get rejected making they move. When honestly, the feelings... 9 times 10 already mutual. We just ain't made the move because we ain't picking up on the hints.
Yeah.
You feel me? So that's why I said, if you want to solidify it, just like, you don't even have to say no words. Just DM a nigga a selfie.
Yep.
Just DM a nigga a selfie. That's all you got to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, dudes do that shit all day.
I ain't DM no chick no selfie.
No, I'm saying, from the screenshots we see from Instagram DMs, it looks like dudes do that shit a lot. You know what I'm saying? So why not women? It's rare for you to do it. Just take a picture out of the guy's book. Just DM a selfie. And if he respond, be like, oh my God, like, you so beautiful. You so gorgeous. Boom, you got it right there. Conversation, keep moving. If it's going in the direction that you like, exchange numbers or just keep the conversation going, however you want to do it. You know what I'm saying? But I think that's how you do it on social media. But like I said, if it's a coworker, if it's somebody that you see every day that's probably living in your apartments, walking around, I don't fucking know. Shoot your goddamn shot. You know what I'm saying? It's 2017. If you see her out one time and you think she fucking drop dead gorgeous, go ahead and shoot your shot right there on site. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Make it move.
I was going to say, I think that's the thing I got to get back used to doing. Because I rarely go out and shit like that. But like, seeing a chick out in public and then talking to them, it's way different than social media. And like, with me being like in public, I get straight to the point. I just be like, what's your name? You got a dude? If not, it's cool. Like, we exchange numbers. Like, I keep this shit as simple as possible, yeah. Like straight to the point. Like I ain't finna go over the top with compliments.
Yeah.
Like if you look nice, I ain't gonna. I may say something about your shoes or something, like if you got nice shoes. You know what I'm saying? But as far as like meeting chicks in person, it's a totally different ball game. But you want to keep it as simple as possible. You don't want to go too over the top with it because you are in public. You don't want to embarrass yourself in front of all them people.
You out there trying to sing too and shit.
Yeah, do a whole. Do the whole, like, you in the damn Oak Court, like, the little fountain and shit. You do your R&B steps and shit. I had a, you know how they be in the R&B video with the water and shit spraying on?
Yeah.
Taking their shirt off and shit, singing. Like, you in Drew Hill or something. Like, nah, bro, you ain't got to do all that.
Yeah, she waiting on you to finish singing so she can turn you down.
Hell yeah. Now you can get wit and sing for nothing.
Are you done? Okay, I got a boyfriend.
Yep. Man. But yeah, like, I've been encouraging people this for years, man. Go out and get the dick you deserve, ladies. Because I know it's hard out here. And I know you don't want to go back to certain dudes. And I know it's certain dudes you're scared of. But man, look, sacrifices got to be made. If you got to be happy, you got to be happy. Go do what you got to do. I tell dudes this, man, look, go get you a woman, man, and get out the game because it's dirty. I promise it is. Find you somebody you want to love, man, get her pregnant because you're going to be sick. Another nigga do it.
Man, boy. Whew.
I'm telling you. Hashtag get her pregnant before another nigga does.
Another nigga got my chick I was in love with pregnant, bro. Fuck my world up.
Man, that's how it happened. You be sick. Like, dog, you see her and she upload that goddamn picture of that ultrasound or that picture with him holding her stomach, like with his hand on her stomach, like we were expecting and all that. And you fucking, your heart dropped to the floor. And you just mad as hell because you like, damn, that's supposed to be my kid.
Man, like a motherfucker.
I promise, it's only been one chick I seen that I really liked like that, and she went and got pregnant, and like I was just sick, and her and the dude she got pregnant by ain't together no more, but she got with somebody else, and now she finna get married and shit. So I kind of got hit with it. I kind of got hit twice, because when they broke up, I felt like it was a chance for me to get in there, but she got with another dude, so... But I leave, like, I take my losses in stride and just be like, fuck it, because, like, I know I can get something out of this. Worth my time.
Like a motherfucker. So, yeah, y'all listening to the show, man. It's Happy New. Bow, 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 bow. Took his mask off here. And, you know what I'm saying? Shoot your shot. Listen to good music.
Man, be happy.
Talk to people that you're interested about sex, so you know what they on, so you won't get yourself into some. I didn't know what I was getting myself into.
Yeah, man, because, like, now, this year, I want y'all to be a lot more positive as far as interacting with people, too, because it's a lot of people, like, I hate we didn't talk about this on the show, because there's a lot of, like, the line between jokes and slander kind of gets blurred.
Are we talking about that real quick before we leave?
Oh, okay, yeah. Because, like, man, I know you probably ain't see it on Twitter. You probably did. But when I seen, like, if it's jokes, keep it jokes. But if you're going to personally attack people because you don't like them and then turn it into a thing like that, like, I can't fuck with it.
I seen that, right?
Yeah, it's people. It's usually the same people. It's like, they wait for a time for somebody to be on the receiving end of the jokes, and then when they pile on, it's like, well, shit, I ain't never really liked them anyway.
Yeah.
So now I'm just gonna take this time to just say what I want to say, how I feel about them. And I'm like, bro, this is some weak shit. Like, if you don't fuck with a person, don't fuck with them. But like, don't wait for a time to throw shots and then be like, this is how I really felt about you and all this
shit. At the same time, I see it. I can't too much. I don't have a feeling about it necessarily because I just keep it moving. I keep scrolling. Like, I was a lot of the people that was doing it, I don't follow.
Yeah.
So I don't see what they say. But like I said, I just keep removing the jokes. Was hilarious. I just felt like what I did feel like it was kind of crazy how people came in on the tail end who were acting like people didn't break up a fight.
Oh, yeah.
And somebody got killed.
Yeah, I'm that's like, the bro, thing.
It's bro. Fucking Twitter. Like, you want people, like, they were making it saying like, y'all didn't hold your friends back. Like, y'all didn't go.
Like, bro, there. Everybody had their day. Like, yeah. Everybody has their day.
It ain't, like I said, it just was amazing to watch people be so disconnected from society to where they thought anything that happened on Twitter. Like, nobody died from any of that. They yeah. were talking like, y'all could have stopped the violence. It was like, man, get the fuck out of here, bro. It ain't even that deep.
It ain't, man. And I don't, and like, I draw the line, like, when people say that we are supposed to, like, I don't want to talk about it on the show. Like, we'll discuss this off. But, like, listen, the line between jokes and slander is very, very thin. If you don't like a person, don't throw no shots at them if you don't like them. Like, don't joke about them if you don't like them, because if you don't like them, them jokes is really going to be taken personally. Because, like, really, that's how it's going to be looked at. If somebody I don't like is joking about me, I'm going to be ready to pull up, period. Because I'm like, nigga, you know I don't like, we don't like each other. Why the fuck are you talking about me? But it's some people that don't like each other, and they take any opportunity for jokes to, like, be like, okay, now this is my time. I can finally... I don't get out all my feelings about, like, come on, man. This shit, I don't really fuck with that type shit.
Man, yeah, I feel you on that. But, like I said, for the most part, with that, I didn't even see them doing that or whatever. But, this is Real Things Podcast. We out.